The Truth News Network. Identity politics is poisoning the American well of freedom.
There is an antidote.
It's right here at TNN, Truth News Network. For today's chapter, here's Dan Newman.
As we promised you yesterday, we were going to be back today with more bullet points. And we promised you it would be pertaining to the Robert Mueller investigation. Well, we're calling this Mueller Bullet Points, and today we're going to give you 10 reasons to dislike the guy. With the appointment of special counsel by his buddy Rod Rosenstein, Robert Mueller has become just about the most powerful man in the U.S., making him about the most powerful man on earth, at least temporarily. With his convoluted appointment that violates all types of moral and legal ethics, breaks every rule regarding conflict of interest, and has given him and his group of legal henchmen an unlimited budget with no time restraints whatsoever, as this Russia collusion hoax has morphed into what President Trump calls a witch hunt. In this atmosphere, it is easy to see the political, social, moral, and cultural divide steadily widen as this probe forces most Americans to pick a side, Mueller or President Trump. Very few Americans have taken the time or given the effort to research who Mueller is, his political and legal history, and research the actual basis for this investigation, which is unquestionably based on a false legal premise. For the Department of Justice to even appoint a special counsel, that process requires actual evidence of a crime to be present to justify such an appointment. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's name justification for the appointment was collusion with Russians by members of the Trump campaign to affect and change the results of the 2016 election. Rosenstein was given no evidence of any collusion that would justify Mueller's appointment. And even if there was, there is no federal law regarding collusion, except in antitrust proceedings. And after 18 months, Mueller has turned up no collusion with Russia. Many Americans are steamed about this probe. In fact, a majority who have been polled say this investigation needs to end. And many Americans have pretty negative feelings about Mueller and don't appreciate what he's doing. Instead of our traditional Tuesday bullet points today, we are going to look at 10 reasons to dislike Robert Mueller, even if you don't know him. So let's get going. First of all, number one, the guy's a leaker. Breitbart says it so. Sure, Mueller's got a reputation for rarely speaking in public or giving interviews. But behind the scenes, he's obviously spending day and night dishing dirt on Donald Trump and the president's oh-so-honorable colleagues to any reporter who will listen. It may not be Mueller himself, but it's one of his guys that's doing it. The deluge of daily stories disparaging President Trump, after all, began the day Mueller was appointed. Before Mueller, Trump press coverage was constant sunshine and rainbows. Plus, it's clearly to Mueller's strategic advantage to have his investigative steps aired to the public in real time. Besides, who else would leak this kind of stuff? Only Mueller and his team have a motive. The White House isn't a factionless den of vipers. The president's legal team is a well-oiled machine that never leaks. They've been accused of it, but no leak from the legal team of President Trump has been found anything to be confirmed coming from them regarding leaks. Defense lawyers are paragons of virtue. Don't even get us started on tight-lipped congressional staff. These guys never talk. Yeah, right. The only logical explanation here is information about the investigation is coming from Mueller and his team. Mueller is a highly political actor. This is number two. Thank God Newt Gingrich has seen through Mueller's act. He tweeted recently that Republicans are delusional if they think the special counsel is fair. Look who he has hired. And to get that list of attorneys, you can check Federal Election Committee reports. Time to rethink. It's quite a rethink. Mueller is so political that he's spent his entire career going back and forth between politicians. He worked in the first George H.W. Bush administration as an assistant attorney general. Then he was a prosecutor on murder cases in Washington after running the Department of Justice's criminal division. And then he flip-flopped back to a U.S. attorney in the Bill Clinton administration. Get this. He then goes on to run the FBI for both Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama. A bipartisan Congress even extended his term for 2 years at Obama's request. The guy is so political, he can't even decide which side he's on. Nobody can tell. That's supposed to be good. But I think it's becoming more and more evident which side he's on this time. Number three, Mueller is too thorough and taking too long. This thing is seriously taking forever. We're at 18 months now, folks. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders spoke for all of us in saying that the president is frustrated by the continued witch hunt of the Russia investigation, and he'd love for this to come to a full conclusion so that everyone can focus fully on the things that he was elected to do. You and me both, friend. Could Mueller go any slower? It's as if he's a highly methodical actor systematically gathering strings on multiple broad areas simultaneously. Trump-Russia collusion, Trump organization business dealings, misconduct in the Trump campaign, and obstruction of justice. He needs to hurry this thing along. 18 months, come on. Trump just wants to be cleared without the fuss of an investigation, wouldn't you? The president knows he is innocent and only wishes to spare us all the pain of this drawn-out ordeal. You know, 6 or 7 months ago, I wouldn't have been able to say that. The president knows he is innocent. I would say, he's probably innocent. But folks, in 18 months with the legal beagles at Mueller's beck and call, you can book it if he had anything on Donald Trump, especially collusion with Russians. It would be all over the news. He couldn't resist doing it. Trump recently told the New York Times that I'm not under investigation. For what? I didn't do anything. It's completely reasonable of Trump to be frustrated that this investigation, which doesn't exist, is taking so long and that Mueller is being so thorough about it. Well, here's a little bit of irony for you. Number four, Mueller is too aggressive and is moving too fast. Slow down, buddy. The New York Times reported that the moves against Mr. Manafort are just a glimpse of the aggressive tactics used by Mueller and his team of prosecutors and their shock and awe tactics. When Mueller isn't moving at a glacial pace, he's being unprecedentedly aggressive. The Times reported, clucking in the defense bar, some lawyers defending people who have been caught up in Mr. Mueller's investigation privately complained that the special counsel's team is unwilling to engage in the usual back-and-forth form that proceeds or substitutes for grand jury testimony. They argue that the team's more aggressive tactics might end up being counterproductive, especially if some grand jury witnesses turn out to be more guarded than they would have been in a more informal setting, or invoke the Fifth Amendment. This well-meaning concern among defense lawyers for the effectiveness of Mueller's investigation is touching. When they aren't overwhelmed with concern, Mueller is moving too slowly. They're worried sick that he's going too fast for his own good. Number five is he's hiring bad people with conflicts of interest. Trump warned us that Mueller's staff is comprised of some very bad and conflicted people. Fact check. It's true. Some of Mueller's staff attorneys have indeed committed the iniquitous crime of donating to Democratic candidates. This is what matters. Ignore their famed careers as prosecutors or appellate lawyers. Ignore the Supreme Court clerkships. Mueller's staff actually are just human embodiments of contributions to Democratic candidates. No previous special prosecutor has ever employed people with political affiliations. We can't recall any Republicans in sight for Kenneth Starr's investigation, and Democrats absolutely fled from working for the Watergate special prosecutor and in the Iran-Contra investigation. If Mueller's team isn't wearing pound MAGA t-shirts to work underneath their suits. The whole endeavor is hopelessly biased and has been from the beginning. Number six, Mueller himself has conflicts of interest. Mueller is the most conflicted one of all. Trump astutely pointed out that he'd even agree to discuss becoming FBI director, again following Comey's dismissal. He was up here and he wanted the job, Trump told the New York Times, after he was named a special prosecutor. I said, what the hell is this all about? Trump followed up. Talk about conflicts. But he was interviewing for the job. Plus, Mueller's old firm also had clients involved in the investigation. The DOJ reviewed those and found no problem with Mueller's current role. But what do these guys know anyway? And there's even more. Trump told the New York Times that there were many other conflicts that I haven't said, but I will at some point. When he does tell us, everyone is going to feel very foolish about trusting this Mueller guy. And I bet at some point when the president comes out and tells us what those other conflicts are, it will have to do with some of those investigators' involvement, direct involvement in politics, including previous involvement in a work environment, maybe not an office, maybe behind the scenes, but working for and with the Hillary Clinton campaign, the DNC, and maybe the Obama administration. Number seven, Mueller keeps expanding this investigation. The president warned Mueller that his investigation is about Russia, and it would cross a red line if he strays into areas like Trump family finances. And yet the prosecutor keeps having the temerity to stray beyond the lines to Trump, the conduct of whose campaign and company is the investigation's very subject, thinks he should be examining. It's possible Mueller just got confused by his mandate from Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, which gives him authority not merely over, quote, any links and or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald Trump, but also over any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation and any attempt to obstruct the investigation. But clearly, Mueller is trampling the time-honored legal principle that the subjects of investigations get to say which parts the police are allowed to investigate. And remember this, to be appointed special counsel, there has to be a crime that has been confirmed to be committed by whoever the target or targets of that counsel investigation is to be after when the appointment occurs and the investigation starts. This was done without a crime against DOJ regulations. Number eight, Mueller is best friends with James Comey. A lot of people say this. Here's Republican Representative Trent Franks, quote, Bob Mueller is in clear violation of federal code and must resign to maintain the integrity of the investigation into alleged Russian ties. Those who worked under them have attested he and Jim Comey possess a close friendship, and they have delivered on-the-record statements effusing praise of one another. Here is blogger and law professor Glenn Reynolds, quote, Special Counsel Robert Mueller has a problem. He has a disqualifying conflict of interest regarding a large part of his work. It involves a choice between investigating or relying on former FBI Director James Comey, a longtime close friend of Mueller's. Sure, their actual premise is wrong and Comey and Mueller are not close friends, but never mind that. If we say it enough times, it will become true. They are close friends, folks. Mueller and Comey certainly know each other, and their relationship goes beyond just knowing each other. They ran the same federal law enforcement agency in Sinkwitz. They worked together when one of them was deputy attorney general, the other was running the FBI, and they appear to have a mutually respectful relationship. They probably even had lunch a time or two. And just as all of us maintain intimate personal friendships and unfailing loyalty towards all our former co-workers, so too is Mueller in the tank for Comey and incapable of remaining objective about President Trump. We got number nine and we got number 10 and a summary to wrap this up. You're going to like these. Sit tight. Back in a moment at the Truth News Network.
How can we say when you book direct at choicehotels.com, you always get the lowest price in our rooms, guaranteed?
Let's get someone to say it with a really low voice.
Carl?
Lowest price guaranteed.
What about the world's lowest limbo stick?
How low can you go?
Nice one, Carl.
Hey, I've got an idea. Just say, bada book, bada boom.
Bada book, bada boom.
Nice.
Always the lowest price guaranteed. Book now at choicehotels.com.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes.
And this?
Yes.
And what about this? Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Uncertain about what you see and hear in mainstream media?
Worried about getting the truth? No worries anymore. Get the truth, only the truth, at TNN, the Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org.
And a reminder, to guarantee you don't miss any post or podcast, on the front page of our homepage, which is www.truthnewsnet.org, down at the bottom right side, if you'll enter your email address, what will happen is anytime a new post or podcast goes up, you'll get a link, an email link during the night that all you have to do the next day is click on the link. It'll take you to the new story or podcast. Don't worry about your email address. Nobody sees it but us here at Truth News Network. We do not sell your email. We do not market you or anybody else with your email. It's yours, and we're the only ones that see it. So go ahead and enter it. There's good stuff happening all the time. Today we're talking about 10 reasons why not to like Robert Mueller, and we're on number 9. Mueller is a problem because he was appointed by Rod Rosenstein, who was a problem because he appointed Mueller. No less a figure than the estimable Sean Hannity made this decidedly sensible and certainly not circular argument, by way of arguing both that Mueller's probe has gone too long and that it was exceeding its jurisdictional boundaries, both points discussed above. Rosenstein, you see, is suspect because, among other things, Rosenstein is the guy who appointed Robert Mueller and apparently either didn't know or didn't care about the fact that the day before he was named special counsel, Mueller interviewed with President Trump for the FBI director's job. Guess who was in the room during the interview? Rod Rosenstein. Mueller, thus, is suspect because his investigation is being overseen by the guy who is suspect for having appointed him. You can't make this kind of stuff up, folks. It's unbelievable that this was even allowed. And why is there no major uproar from anyone in Washington, D.C. about this? Yeah, there's a few folks that are upset and expressing it, but you would think members of Congress would be stepping forward, standing in line to get to the microphone to say, this guy's got to go. Rod Rosenstein, you did it wrong. You're handling it wrong. You got to end this thing. And you know why they won't? They're scared to death. Election's coming up in November, and they're afraid that people will get upset because they force the end of the Mueller investigation before the results are known. You know who else knows that? Robert Mueller, Rod Rosenstein, James Comey, and every Democrat in Congress. You can't make it up, folks. Indeed, you cannot. This is unbelievable that this is allowed to begin and is allowed to continue. Number 10. Mueller is respected and admired at the FBI, and the FBI is the depths of the deep state. We've talked about and defined the deep state here. Do you need a better reason than that to dislike him? In conclusion, I don't think anybody knows for certain how this Mueller thing is going to play out. Even Mueller himself right now. He has no intention of ending it anytime soon. For sure he wants to get through the midterm elections, and somehow all the mystery will go into giving pause to voters who would pull the Republican lever when they go into the voting booth. I don't even know if the guy's a Democrat or Republican. I've heard rumors that he's Republican. But boy, he's sure not acting like one. But in the midst of the strangest and most obviously evil federal investigation I know of in American history, there may be one worse, but not in my lifetime. Something certainly is about to happen. Only time will tell what it is. And regardless of this outcome, one thing has been lighted like Rockefeller Center during Christmas holidays. There is a large number of evil folks in our government in Washington, D.C. And there is a very large volume of evil that needs to be identified, rooted out, and turned out along with the perpetrators. Whether it's laws, policies, government employees, or elected legislators, the bad stuff and the bad people gotta go. If this Mueller probe does nothing more than simply shine a light on all of this wrongdoing, isn't that enough? The light's now on in the kitchen, and the roaches are scrambling for cover. You've heard that before. This is not a political thing. This is a good versus evil thing. And this thing, this war, has just begun, and it is ramping up. Folks, sometimes you gotta do the hard stuff, clean the shed out. The shed is where a lot of thing good wants to happen, but if it's full of bad stuff, you gotta get rid of the bad stuff first. I tell you what, this American, for one, hopes the guys that are wearing the white hats win this one. Let's keep our fingers crossed. It's got to work out that way, folks. It's got to. Hey, thanks for joining us today for this podcast. Make sure you read the story. And you sit tight. There's a whole lot more going on this week, every day. New things are being revealed on Capitol Hill and in Washington, D.C. that apply to you. Remember the families of those who lost their lives on 9/11. Pray for them. Have a great one, folks. Stay close. We'll be back.
So busy, you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper?
Never fear.
TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone.
Catch up with the latest news
during your busy day.
The Truth News Network. TNN. TruthNewsNet.org.